KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The American humorist Robert Benchley once said there are two kinds of people in the world, those who believe there are two kinds of people in the world and those who don't. In the world of Divergent, there are five kinds of people. They're divided into factions whose titles derived not all that grammatically from human virtues: abnegation, erudite, candor, amity, and dauntless. Like Veronica Roth's young adult novel, the movie finds no virtue in humor, but it does represent a new kind of action-adventure based on interminable training, much of it video game virtual, for something that happens only near the very end. Until the climax of Divergent, the heroine Triss, she's played by Shailene Woodley, endures the longest, toughest, and most tedious basic training since Demi Moore slogged her way through G.I. Jane. The grim setting is a war-torn Chicago after a global conflict, and the film, 140 minutes long, is a sad waste of Shailene Woodley's special gifts. She's a lovely actress, given the sort of good material she got in The Descendants and The Spectacular Now. In The Unavoidable Now, she'll be constantly compared to Jennifer Lawrence because of the film's surface similarities to The Hunger Games. Both films feature strong heroines battling for survival in a dystopian future. Still, it's an unfair comparison in an unequal contest. Lawrence's quirky, edgy portrayal of Katniss Everdeen has turned out to be a fine fit in the stylized environments of her series. Woodley brings a touching vulnerability to her role, but she gets lost in the numbing physicality of a movie that's forever explaining itself while Triss and her fellow trainees are learning to be warriors. Triss comes to her zest for combat by an indirect route. In the scheme of the story, children are given aptitude tests to determine which faction suits them best. They can still join any one of the other four in a choosing ceremony, but that's it. Once in, they have to stay in that faction for life. Triss was born into abnegation. Think Amish minus the horses and buggies. But she chooses Dauntless. They're the free spirits who run and tumble around town when they aren't defending Chicago from external threats. Yet she doesn't really fit anywhere. She's Divergent, lavishly talented and fully feelingful, but still the sort of misfit most adolescents imagine themselves to be, and a dangerous thing to be in her society. Divergents represent a threat to the rigidly established order. Divergent is a fable of female empowerment, and that's all to the good. But it's empowerment weakened by a clumsy love story with a dauntless guy named Four. He's played by Theo James with an abundance of self-satisfaction and an absence of self-abnegation. The plot takes an unexpected turn toward the end, but it's too little, too late, and too preposterous. In all candor and with all the amity I can muster, Divergent is as dauntingly dumb as it is dauntingly long. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.